Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Don't do it, Antoine. Don't do it.
Okay.
I know you're thinking about doing it. You've been considering this. Don't do it. Do not do it.
Don't go down that path. I can't do it.
As someone who's already made that mistake, don't be like me.
Okay.
Do not do it. Good morning, K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine. Monica, I'm trying to help him out. I'm trying to give him advice. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to save him time, effort, mental energy, because I don't think he should do it.
You're taking experiences away from him, though.
No. It's not that exciting of an experience. Trust me. I'm stuck in this experience right now. Antoine, don't put together a 4th of July playlist. Don't do it.
But there are a couple songs that's already stood out to me. I have two or three in my head already.
Don't do it. It takes too long. It's too much of your time. That's why you shouldn't do it, Monica. It's not that it wouldn't be nice to have, but he, like me, is too thorough of an individual. If you're going to do a playlist, you must do this playlist right. I am here to tell you that I started a 4th of July playlist last night. I started putting it together.
Okay.
All right. I spent 1 hour on that playlist so far. Okay? You know, I go through my songs. Uh-huh. Guess what letter I'm on in the alphabet of my songs?
Well, based off of you telling me not to do it, I think I'm going to say F. After an hour, F.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. The correct answer is C. I've made it to C.
That's as far as I've gotten
in an hour.
It's not easy.
It's too hard.
But you're having fun along the way, right?
This sounds like I'm having a ball.
Yes, it does.
Well, because you actually spawned the idea. Like, we were talking about July 4th and events going on, and you said about the playlist, and I was like, I know a couple of songs I like to put together. Let me do this, but I haven't started yet.
Don't be like me. Just because I'm doing it doesn't mean you should do it. There's plenty of people that do cocaine. That doesn't mean you need to do cocaine. Like, it's fine. Don't do it. Oh, my God. I'm never going to finish. It's just...
Maybe I'll just copy yours.
Because it'll be the 4th of July and it'll go away. So just
I have to. I'm in charge of the music for the whole neighborhood. And that's the additional pressure of having to put this playlist together, because it has to be put together for ages 3 to 300. I mean, that's really what it is. So you have to make sure, is this song known enough? Upbeat enough? Good enough? Are there cuss words? Do I have to go find a radio edit of it? You know, all those things.
Now, when you're putting together your 4th of July playlist, are you focusing on songs that speak to America or about America?
No.
Like, what kind of theme do you have throughout?
Party.
Just a party theme. Yes. So what's the difference between your July 4th playlist and maybe your Memorial Day playlist? Is there a difference?
Because this one is for the whole neighborhood, there are some things on it that I would consider super mainstream that I wouldn't necessarily put on a playlist if it was just for me in my house. Like, if it was just for me in my house, I would never put an Ariana Grande song on there. Just never in a million years. I'm never going to do that. But in this case, there will be Ariana Grande songs on there.
Do you have the Miley Cyrus Party in the USA? I feel like that has to be on there.
Oh, it's such a corny song.
You haven't made
I just hate that song.
You haven't made it to the M's if you're going by artists or P's.
Monica, that song sucks, right? That song sucks. We can't put that one on.
We're in the year 2020. That song is
I'm
sucks,
not
right?
saying it's a great song, guys. I'm just going with the theme.
Nah.
Okay, well, the theme is great songs. It's not poo-poo, all right? Just because it's a party doesn't mean I have to put Party in the USA on there. Ugh, I can't with that song. There's something about that song. I think you're right, Monica, is now that it's 2020, it's just, and everything we've gone through, this is just
have fun.
Dorktacular. I can't, I don't wanna.
Because I feel like Call Me Maybe comes on after this one.
Call Me Maybe
comes on after this one.
Oh my God.
It's a party now, guys.
Ugh. Who do you think I am? Am I gonna fit in? I want people to have fun. I want them to be like, I'm glad Zach does the music, not what is wrong with Zach? What did he do?
I'm thinking about the kids, and it's easy lyrics that they could sing and be excited about.
Hey, you know what, Monica? You know what? I think his next suggestion is going to be Who Let the Dogs Out? Let's go ahead and put that on there.
That's a closer. That's a closer.
Yep, let's do that. Let's
go. Watch me whip. Now watch me nay-nay.
Gangnam Style. Let's put it on. It's all novelty songs.
Keep it shuffle.
Oh, my God.
It'll be on there. Because that's how you get through the line of the cookout. You go to the left,
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna echo my message that started this whole thing. Don't do it. One, because you shouldn't waste your time. And two, you're gonna spend all this time and your list is gonna be terrible based on whatever it is that you're saying right here. I mean, Monica, you tell me whose party you wanna go to when you listen to the two of us talking about putting together playlists.
You said call me maybe.
I didn't say.
Oh, no. I said party in the USA. I can't.
I'm just throwing out ideas. I'm just trying to be helpful because he's only at the letter C right now. So I'm just trying to
speed this along. Because that would be good if you could go ahead and do that. Because you know what else, Monica? You know what's going to happen at Antoine's house?
Bring it. Oh, summertime is definitely playing. You picked the wrong Will Smith one.
Day starts stinky, but then it ends all good. Maybe. We'll see.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Well, it was a stinky day for this South Carolina woman. She just wanted to go into a store, gas station, and get a lottery ticket.
Okay.
She said, that's all I want is my favorite lottery ticket to make my day.
All right.
Well, she walks in the store, and she goes for her favorite ticket, and they're out. She's like, well, they don't have my ticket.
Put my head down. And I didn't know people had a favorite lottery ticket.
Oh, they do.
Do they?
A favorite type? Yeah. A favorite type of scratch ticket? Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So you have a specific, I must play in it to win it?
Or? Yeah, because it's like when my mother would send me to the grocery store and she'd want to get a couple. She goes, and make sure you get me a 7 and 2 11s.
Okay.
Like, she already knew what was in those slots.
I demand a lucky leprechaun. That's what I want and nothing else.
Yep.
So, okay.
Sad day.
I think I have an idea of where this might be going, though, so continue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because she said, well, I need a replacement ticket. Just give me whatever. All and right. So the guy, the cashier, he gives her a ticket. She scratches it. And she wins $250,000.
Well, that's a good day right there.
That is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So it turned her bad day upside down to a great day.
I always wonder about us as humans and how dopey we are when we have our quote-unquote lucky things. You know, you have your lucky number. This is my lucky number. Or this is my lucky lottery ticket. That sort of thing. I mean, look, here's a great example. This woman had her lottery ticket. Her favorite, her lucky. That lucky stupid thing had never paid out for her.
Nope.
Ever. But for some reason, that was still her favorite one. And here we are, right next to it, is the one that she poo-pooed all the time. And that's the one that pays her out $250,000.
So now, is the new ticket her new favorite? Or is the other one still her favorite? Like, how does that work?
The new ticket's your favorite. Of course it is.
It should be, but if that's the case, why was the old one ever a favorite? Because it never paid off.
That's what I'm saying.
It just doesn't make any sense.
All these times people do that all the time. They're like, oh yeah, I gotta play my lucky numbers in the lottery. Okay, have you ever won the lottery? Well, no. All right, well, then these numbers are terrible.
These numbers suck.
Right! Like, what makes it your lucky number? Well, my lucky number is 11. Why? I don't really know, actually. I'm not sure. I've always said it was, but it's... Hey, now that you mention it, it's done nothing for me.
Have either one of you guys had any family members that play lotto numbers? Like, just randomly see something like, oh, I need to play those numbers. Like,
oh, yeah.
My family, a car will be all in front of us at the stoplight and have, like, an aunt that would be like, oh, 6, 4, 3, 2. All right, I got to play those tonight.
Oh, yeah. See, me,
why?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They say it's a sign.
They
think it's a sign that speaks to you. I mean, this is Monica's entire family. That's the foundation of your lottery playing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and... some of my best friends, we'll take trips, and they're like, what number? That's the number. That car, that license plate, playing it.
Monica has those.
I mean, it just speaks to you.
She had the numbers that came to her in a dream.
Yes, now that I remember.
And then she didn't even play them.
I know.
They won. And they won like three nights
like
in a row.
That.
It was ridiculous. Oh. No, I want to talk about it.
We need to discuss it.
And it's such a ripoff. She has a dream with winning lottery numbers in it.
Yes.
I had a dream the other night that I was throwing up. That was my actual dream. Like, what a terrible dream.
Awful. That's an awful dream.
I don't get no winning lottery numbers. No, I get the pukes. I have a dream I have the meat sweats. Like, what's going on here? Yeah, so if you have lucky numbers, maybe it's time to reconsider. Because why are they lucky? Crying yesterday, Antoine, all making fun of me. Monica, how's your car? Because Monica's car got hit by a deer. I think that's the correct way to say it, too.
Yeah.
She was driving down the road, and this deer, gored
plowed into me.
Yeah.
Was it this week or last week?
It was a week ago, I think.
That was, when was it? It felt like all the days were just, like, blending.
I guess it was last week.
It
wasn't this Monday. It wasn't, like, 3 days ago.
No. No, it was last week.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
Last week.
Okay.
And so this deer ran into the side of your car, and you're still... squeezing through that door hole. Is that correct?
Yep. I have to squeeze on through.
So the door only opens like a tiny bit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like it just, it. Yes, I have to squeeze in, squeeze out. So,
You hate that when you have something that's wrong with it. Your car is one in particular, because you just feel like a loser. You're just sorry, I'm not helping Monica
you
at
are
all here.
Not being helpful.
I know.
But I think about the time when I had my old Corolla, and that car, I mean, it was a million years old by the end. Yeah. I mean, I had it for 18 years, and there was one point in time, Antoine, where the stupid motor went on the window.
Right.
It's, those are the problems you have now, and you just hate it. You think, oh God, because it's hard to fix. It should be much easier to fix than it is. There should be just a little hole. You open it up and there should be a battery, and you take that out and you put a new battery in and you'd be done with it. But no, and anyone you talk to says, oh, well, you know, the motor's in a really difficult to get to place. Why do we put it there in the first place? Like, why? So it was the driver's side window. So it never went down. And I got pulled over during that time. And I had to roll the back window down and say, I'm sorry, officer, my window is broken. I am a loser. I suck. I'm slime.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
I need a new car.
Yeah. So that's you with your car.
So where are you at with getting everything fixed and everything?
I have to wait, I guess, you know, with COVID, you got to wait till like the 13th before they can repair.
What?
Your car or something like that. I have to wait.
You got to wait. So you got to slide in and out for another week and a half.
Yeah. So
they're not doing like car repairs. It feels like
I don't know exactly what's going on with that, but they said that you have to wait. So I had to call back to schedule the appointment on the 13th. So
wow.
Yeah. So I'll squeeze in and out.
That sounds like a garage that doesn't feel like doing any work. They're like, we're going to take, you know, coronavirus. We can't do nothing for another 2 weeks. That sounds like something someone around here would say. Well, you know, I just 2 more weeks because coronavirus.
I get to it.
I got
to
work from home real busy. You know what it is. Yeah. Well, I guess, do you know how much it's going to cost? Do you have any idea?
Over 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's expensive.
Anything on a car is $1,000. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. A light bulb goes out, $1,000. That's what it is.
Yep.
Well, because you know it's connected to the gas fuel line, something or other, cap, light, something.
Well, at the very least, motivation, workout goals, every time you slide in and out, you know what I'm saying? Because like you're already saying, like you were proud of yourself for sliding in the first time.
For sliding in and out.
So now just make that slide even easier. Just keep working, and that slide, it'd be like nothing. You might not even fix the door.
It would be so hard for me to resist the temptation to just try to kick that thing open and kick it all the way open.
If you're having a rough
morning,
day.
Yes. I was heading home, and there was another dang deer right there on the side of the road just watching me. And I'm like, if you hit the other side of my car, I will get out and punch you. Like, I was already prepared to pull over and fight a deer.
That'd be
great.
I was
like, because it's going down.
Oh, I'd
it's
love to see that on TikTok. Woman fist fights deer. That would be so excellent. And so I'm making fun of me yesterday because I was crying. I cried during the series finale of Alexa and Katie on Netflix, which is a show that my 11-year-old watches. They're BFFs, man.
I don't mind that as much. I don't mind that as much as the second time you cried.
No, the second time I cried was for the series finale of... This one got me in my feels even more. And I made my daughter wait to watch the finale so I could watch it with her. It's an audio clue.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Come on.
Fuller House, man.
I'm so...
Why?
Whatever happened. These are simpler times. It's just a family hanging out.
Now this is...
Which episode?
Did you say,
what
hold
was
on,
it?
Let
what
me just
it?
Clarify. Yes. You said Full House or Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Okay, so the corny remake.
They had their series finale. And it was so emotional because they were going to move out. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, I guess.
Ain't nobody care. Nobody care if
no,
you spoil it.
No, go ahead. Spoil it.
I bet if they had the series finale of Familyest Matters.
I would think Freshest Prince. A fresher Prince of Bel-Air. That might make me cry.
Exactly.
And I was thinking about this yesterday. It makes it more embarrassing. Excuse me. It makes it more embarrassing that you cried over that because the original Full House... And the remake or reboot, Fuller House, there was never a single good episode in the entire series.
But collectively, they were all great together. That's what it was. No, there really wasn't.
It was like, always a bad show.
Right. I couldn't sit there and say, oh, well, this is a really good episode. You know, you watch a show like The Office. I watch The Office. There's an episode where they do a fun run for rabies. That is an amazing episode. Full House, Fuller House from beginning to end. You're right. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. There's one episode of Full House that is spectacular.
All right, please tell me which one that is.
Baby Michelle falls off a horse and has amnesia. She can't remember the family.
And that was was the original. Yeah. That was the original series finale. And I laughed at that.
Oh, that's right. It was the original series finale.
Yes, because they were worried she was never going to get her memory back. And guess what? The show didn't come back.
No. Until it did. But then she never came back. You know what? You have to wonder.
They left her.
She never remembered. She went on to her new life and never came back.
And they just couldn't deal with it. They're like, we are tired of telling you who we are.
Now, y'all like parties, right?
I like to party.
You go to party. All right. You want to go to a coronavirus party?
I don't want to party anymore.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Now, I can say this because I, too, was once this. When you are in college, you are stupid. You just are. You are.
You make bad decisions. I like to tell people, I like to tell like my little cousins and things like that before they go to college, this is your last real safe time to make big mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your last chance to make big mistakes that you can still recover from.
Yeah. It's the best time in your life where you're basically an adult and you have adult access. But you are still living a child's life. You really are.
Yes.
And I don't care if you tell me. Because I would have said the same thing. I promise you. I said the exact same thing. Oh, no. I'm real busy. I got all sorts of stuff going on in college. You don't understand the workload and the extra stuff I do. Again, I get it. That's fine. I also managed to squeeze in, like, full seasons of Madden in a week when I was in college. So I couldn't have possibly been that busy when
the
I think
good
about
old
it.
Days.
Yeah. No, it is the best time of your life. It really is. So soak it in and enjoy it.
Yes.
But I also don't recommend going to coronavirus parties because that's what they're doing at the University of Alabama right now.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. Tell me about these parties.
Well, they're finding someone who has the coronavirus, Antoine, and they're inviting them to this party. And then everyone puts money in a pot, and whoever gets coronavirus first of everybody else at the party wins the money.
So they can pay for their doctor bills.
I know. I heard about that. It's just ridiculous.
Kids don't make great decisions.
No, we don't.
They don't make great decisions.
We really don't. And what I find interesting about it, too, is we put so much pressure on college students to make the determination of what they're going to do for their entire life at what I would say is the dumbest part of our entire lives. So here we are with really terrible judgment on everything. And we say, okay, what are you going to do for the rest of your life for work? Go ahead. Figure that out right now.
Yeah. I have no clue.
I ended up here. Look, I mean, you think this was a good decision? Look at this. This is what happens when you're 19 and you're forced to choose your life.
Well, at least you didn't go to some silly party. No. That could kill us all.
Oh, my God. I know. So they're doing that. I try to sift through all the COVID BS and try to find some stories that have a glimmer of hope or just seem realistic to me because everybody just likes to go, numbers soar. I mean, they write that article every freaking day.
Yes.
And it's just stupid. But I found this one, which I thought was interesting. And again, everyone, we're learning as we're going here, so we don't know. But there is a study. This is in Sweden. And they think that the public, and this is everybody, this is the world's population, the immunity from the coronavirus could be twice as high as they thought in the beginning. Meaning there's all these people that have sort of, you had it, but you didn't even know you had it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, your body is just immune to the situation. And why this is good is because it helps kind of push along herd immunity and us really understanding who's at risk versus who isn't at risk and all that different stuff. So they did this study. All the other studies they've been trying to do on this so far have been with the antibodies.
Yeah.
And the antibodies tests are not accurate and they don't know yet even if it matters. So this one's been studying white blood cell counts instead, and they think it's more accurate, and they think, which is very good news, that it could be twice as high as they thought it was. So you like that.
I like good news. Okay. I like any good news.
Have you
news
been tested
right
or
now.
You have you have y'all thought about getting the test?
No.
I thought about it. A friend of mine who lives in New York, he got tested. He got the antibodies test and he actually tested positive so obviously he had it at some point.
Huh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, now I kind of want to know.
Yeah, it doesn't really. I kind of
thinking about it.
I've thought about it. I don't really have any desire because my thought is, from everything I hear, the test isn't necessarily that accurate anyway. So what does it matter? And even if I test positive, it's not
it's not a guarantee you're not going to get it again either.
Yeah. So, I know.
And then it's going to give me some sort of false sense of invincibility. I'm going to go to the University of Alabama. I'm going to get me some Corona money. Like that. No. So I really, to me.
It's not worth it.
I'm choosing to live in fear instead, Antoine. I'm
going
to
go. Okay.
I think we're living in confusion. I think that's where we live.
That's where we are. This is a land of confusion, baby.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Who's ready to go backwards?
I'm ready.
I'm kind of ready, but then I have to go forwards again, and then that's just...
All right, let me ask you. I think I have a question you'd be more emphatic about. Who's ready for a long 4th of July weekend?
Woo! Okay. Woo! Yes!
There it
buddy.
Is.
Come on.
Aha!
Let's do it.
See, it's all about asking the correct question, and I was not asking the correct question.
You fixed it, though.
But I did it. I was channeling my inner club DJ.
All right.
You know, where they basically... The first question is not the full... You say, hey, how's everybody feeling out there? No, everybody. I said, how you feeling out there? It's funny.
That's how that works.
We as a people have been duped into that whole scenario over and over and over
every
again.
Time.
And yet it works every time.
It works every time.
I can't hear you. Oh, he wants us to be louder now. Let's do this. Yes. Okay, so today it is all about the 4th of July. Okay, so Monica, head to the soundproof chamber. And I will play it backwards two times for Mr. Antoine here. It's America. Woo!
Woo! A grum.
Okay. Time two.
Woo! A grum.
Woo! A grum.
There it is. His passion, his zeal for his country. His outfit, red, white, and blue, head to toe. The sleeves and everything.
I do have some red, white, and blue Air Maxes that I bought before all this happened that I haven't worn, that I thought about wearing for this weekend, but there's really nothing to do, so
I mean, you're wearing white and blue right now, so if you just lean up against the wall here, which is red, then you're America. There, now you're patriotic. Fantastic. All right, Monica, welcome back from the soundproof chamber. I'm going to play America. Woo! Two times for you, and then you go ahead and do it. Here we go. Time one.
Woo! A grum.
It's loud. It's strong. It's time two.
Woo! A grum.
Woo! A grum.
A grum?
A glue?
A grum.
A bug.
All right. I feel like, Antoine, I feel like yours was better.
I think
you're
good.
Yeah,
I feel good.
You're America. Okay. It just sounded more America-y. Let's see. Here's what Antoine delivered to us. We hear it backwards first, and it was...
Woo! Akram!
Now I will take it and flip it around, and we get...
America!
Woo!
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
not too bad.
Woo! All right.
All right. Monica, just you had a weird America. I'm not sure why.
Woo! Akram!
Akram. Yes, hey, it's a grim.
A hiccup.
Here we go.
America, woo!
Wait a minute. Let me listen again.
America, woo!
It was closer than I would like for it to
was.
Be.
It was. You know what? And I just enjoy Monica's America. It's just a little more.
Correct.
I'm giving the point to Monica on that one. Yes, I am.
Wait a minute.
I am. Because I like her America better. You hear that?
Murga.
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 No, it's Murga. Guh.
Yeah.
This is Murga.
Murga.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're going to win this round, so really, who cares? Congratulations,
you,
Monica.
These
you win round.
These judges these days.
I know. Since we were talking about the Olympics, we all know that all the judges, it's rigged. So I'm a dishonest judge. Here we go. Round two is...
Oh, I've got the meat sweats.
Yeah, it happens, man. You eat too many hot dogs. Hamburgers, ribs, drinking, every other thing, meat sweats. Okay, Monica, you will go first this time. So you will hear, I've got the meat sweats backwards two times. Here we go.
That was steam.
I can really just feel that agony, just the hotness and the warmth of the meat sweats. Here we go, time two.
That was steam.
That was steam.
I'm always interested to
like
the
it.
Fact. No, I liked it in that it was bad. I'm interested in how Monica always puts. She does full sentences, like four-word sentences.
Yes.
Like, why does she do that?
But
I don't
it
know.
Works.
I don't know.
It does work.
It ends
sometimes.
Up working for her.
Yeah. So Antoine, I'll play hers for you here in a second. But of course, I want to get yours in here first.
Okay.
You're gonna hear "I've got the meat sweats" backwards two times, and then you will say it. Here we go. Time one.
That was steam.
I really feel that passion, that agony.
That was steam.
I had to avoid saying Advil.
Advil,
because
yeah.
It sounded like Advil towards the end.
Why? Just say Advil, because I mean, listen, here's what Monica says.
That was steamed up, like.
That was steamed up.
That was steamed up. Yeah,
that
I
was
heard
steamed
that.
Up. I know. So just say Advil. She's saying whole sentences. She's like, "Hi, my name is Monica." All right, flip it around. See what it is. I don't know. You know what she's playing? The backwards game.
Yes.
She's throwing
it's
in
all
one more.
Yeah.
It is. Everything is. Okay, so we are listening for "I've Got the Meat Sweats." Here's Monica's.
That was steamed up like.
And we always laugh, but then I'll reverse it, and it'll sound exactly like it's supposed to. Here we go.
Wasn't bad at all.
Wasn't
bad at all.
That wasn't terrible.
I know. And how is that? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I'm gonna start saying sentences. You're right.
I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
All right, Antoine, here's yours. I got to tell you, Monica,
it'll be terrible.
You're missing the best part of Antoine's was watching his face when he did it, because there was just something about the way his face.
I was trying to get into it.
What was he doing?
I was getting into character.
He just kind of had this agony look on his
face. Yeah, it's because I have the meat sweat.
But it was also cute and smiley at the same time. So let's hear what Antoine delivers. We're listening for "I Got the Meat Sweats."
I'm glad this round doesn't count.
Yeah, it's terrible, but this round doesn't count. Point, Antoine.
Correct.
Yep, congratulations.
Because I won the first round and
maybe.
You stole it from
it
me.
It doesn't matter. This is the only round that matters here.
The last
and now.
Round, you're right.
The final round. What happens when you celebrate America and then you eat and drink too much? Well, you think fireworks is a good idea. So what inevitably happens is this.
Ah, blew my finger off.
It happens more than we would like to think when your finger gets blown off.
It happens.
Off. Oh, my God, it does, yeah. Okay, so Monica,
okay, so take my headphones
yes,
off.
You go to the soundproof chamber. Antoine's going to hear "I blew my finger off" two times backwards, and let's see what he does. Here we go, time one.
Firing it from the ball! Firing it from the ball!
Firing it from the ball!
Okay.
I didn't like it.
I don't know.
I didn't like it.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't like it.
On.
Okay. Antoine doesn't like what he delivered.
I did not like it.
I enjoyed what he delivered. I mean, who knows? Monica's just going to say a sentence forward.
And going to get it perfectly.
Firefighters are my favorite people. And then we'll flip it around and it'll sound exactly like "blew my finger off." So you're listening to it two times. Here we go, Monica. Time one. Oh, blew my finger off.
Firing it from the ball.
Time two.
Firing it from the ball.
Yeah,
I don't like mine either.
I knew
I'm not
she
sure
was
how
perform.
That ended, though.
It just ended.
It just ended.
As Monica's often doing something. This game, she just stops. She just goes, whatever.
That tends to happen to me in the middle.
And it does end. All right, we are listening for "A Bloom of Finger Off." Here's Antoine's that he did not like. Monica, here it is. I mean, they sound very similar, and you never really know until you flip it around. We flipped it around. Here it is.
I blew my finger off.
That's all right.
Not bad.
I blew my femur off.
My
femur got blown off.
That happens more than we like to know as well. I'm a leg. We had a year where one of the fireworks tipped over. And so then, of course, it's just pointed at everybody. You're like,
run. You run.
Here we go.
You just run. Put a kid in front of you.
Well, I still have 10 fingers, so it worked out okay. Monica's is?
Farmville.
I believe she's playing Farmville on her phone. Here it is, time two. Let's see. One more time on each of them. Antoine's, I blew my finger off. Monica's. I was going to say Monica just to make Antoine.
I know.
Antoine wins. Yeah, he does.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, y'all like parties, right?
I like the party.
You want to go to party? All right. You want to go to a coronavirus party?
I don't want to party anymore.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the
Dupla. Now, I can say this because I, too, was once this. When you are in college, you are stupid. You just are. You are.
You make bad decisions. I like to tell people, I like to tell like my little cousins and things like that before they go to college, this is your last real safe time to make big mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your last chance to make big mistakes that you can still recover from.
Yeah. It's the best time in your life where you're basically an adult and you have adult access, but you are still living a child's life. You really are.
Yes.
And I don't care if you tell me, because I would have said the same thing. I promise you, I said the exact same thing. Oh, no, I'm real busy. I got all sorts of stuff going on in college. You don't understand the workload and the extra stuff I do. Again, I get it. That's fine. I also managed to squeeze in, like, full seasons of Madden in a week when I was in college. So I couldn't have possibly been that busy when I think
good
about
old
it.
Days.
Yeah. No, it is the best time of your life. It really is. So soak it in and enjoy it.
Yes.
But I also don't recommend going to coronavirus parties because that's what they're doing at the University of Alabama right now.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. Tell me about these parties.
Well, they're finding someone who has the coronavirus, Antoine, and they're inviting them to this party. And then everyone puts money in a pot, and whoever gets coronavirus first of everybody else at the party wins the money.
So they can pay for their doctor bills.
I know. I heard about that. It's just ridiculous.
Kids don't make great decisions.
No, we don't.
They don't make great decisions.
We really don't. And what I find interesting about it, too, is we put so much pressure on college students to make the determination of what they're going to do for their entire life at what I would say is the dumbest part of our entire lives. So here we are with really terrible judgment on everything. And we say, okay, what are you going to do for the rest of your life for work? Go ahead. Figure that out right now.
Yeah. I have no clue.
I do. I ended up here. Look, I mean, you think this was a good decision? Look at this. This is what happens when you're 19 and you're forced to choose your life.
Well, at least you didn't go to some silly party that could kill us all.
Oh, my God. I know. So they're doing that. I try to sift through all the COVID BS and try to find some stories that have a glimmer of hope or just seem realistic to me because everybody just likes to go, numbers soar. I mean, they write that article every freaking day.
Yes.
And it's just stupid. But I found this one, which I thought was interesting. And again, everyone, we're learning as we're going here, so we don't know. But there's a study. This is in Sweden. And they think that the public, and this is everybody, this is the world's population, the immunity from the coronavirus could be twice as high as they thought in the beginning. Meaning there's all these people that have sort of, you had it, but you didn't even know you had it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, your body is just immune to the situation. And why this is good is because it helps kind of push along herd immunity and us really understanding who's at risk versus who isn't at risk and all that different stuff. So they did this study. All the other studies they've been trying to do on this so far have been with the antibodies.
Yeah.
And the antibodies tests are not accurate and they don't know yet even if it matters. So this one's been studying white blood cell counts instead, and they think it's more accurate, and they think, which is very good news, that it could be twice as high as they thought it was. So, yeah, you like that.
I like good news.
Okay.
I like any good news.
Have you been tested?
Right
or have y'all thought about getting the test?
No.
I thought about it. A friend of mine who lives in New York, he got tested. He got the antibodies test, and he actually tested positive. So obviously he had it at some point.
Huh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, now I kind of want to know.
Yeah, it doesn't really. I kind of have.
I'm thinking about it.
I've thought about it. I don't really have any desire because my thought is, from everything I hear, the test isn't necessarily that accurate anyway. So what does it matter? And even if I test positive, it's not a guarantee you're not going to get it again either.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
And then it's going to give me some sort of false sense of invincibility. I'm going to go to the University of Alabama. I'm going to get me some Corona money. Like that.
No.
So I really, to me,
it's not worth it.
I'm choosing to live in fear instead, Antoine. I'm
going
to
go. Okay.
I think we're living in confusion. Yeah. I think that's where we live.
That's where we are. This is a land of confusion, baby.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. This one comes from Stacy, and this is Zach. I'd love to do a birthday scam on my husband, Kevin. We just moved into a new house, and I thought maybe that would be a good topic to get started with. Also, I always hear you giving Monica a hard time about playing the clarinet. Well, my husband plays the clarinet, too. All right, so have fun with that for sure. Love you guys. You get me going every morning. Here's the birthday scam on your K92 Morning Thang. Clarinetta, the mood setter.
Hello?
Hi, this Kavon.
No, it's Kevin, actually.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was pronounced Kevin. I mean, it's spelled K-E-V-I-N, right?
Yeah, K-E-V-I-N for Kevin. Who is this?
Oh, my bad. This is Santurce Phillips. I live down the street from you on It was just, I had a buddy named Kevin, and he spelled it the same way you did, but he said Kevin, so that's why I thought that. Anyway, hey, look, I got your number from the neighborhood directory, and just wanted to first of all say, welcome to the neighborhood, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, you settling in okay and everything?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's been, I don't know, it's just been a few weeks.
Cool. So, here's why I'm calling. I walk my dog in the neighborhood, and I sometimes go by your house.
Okay. Well, feel free to stop in and say hello, I guess. I
just may do that, sure. When I go by your house, a few times when I go by, I've heard this noise, and it sounds like somebody inside is playing the clarinet. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize anyone could hear that outside.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely hear it. I mean, I assume it's a clarinet, though it does sort of sound like a goose being punched in the stomach.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's pretty loud, actually. Yeah. That's the reason I'm calling, and I understand it's a very delicate topic, but I'm guessing from the sound of it, you got an elementary school son or daughter that's just learning how to play the clarinet, right?
No, actually.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for young people learning to play an instrument. It's just that everybody in the neighborhood can hear them struggling to hit those notes, and it's a painful thing. You get what I'm saying, right?
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying the clarinet is kind of a loud instrument, so when we all hear your kids struggling like that, I don't know. I mean, I know you're new to the neighborhood. Maybe I can show you where some of the music stores are, maybe take a lesson or two for that kid.
No. We don't. I don't have any children.
You don't have any children?
No.
So who's playing that thing?
That's me. I play the clarinet.
Oh, snap! You play the clarinet. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm sorry. From the sound, you just start because it sounds like someone who started yesterday.
No, I'm not a beginner. I've been playing for 15 years. I have been a part of multiple symphonies.
Multiple symphonies? You talking like fourth grade assembly type thing? That's what they call symphony?
No. I'm talking about like professional orchestras.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, man, I'm sorry. It's just when I walk by with my dog and he hears you, he starts howling. And honestly, that kind of sounds better than what I'm hearing in the first place.
What are you talking about here, man? Did you call me up to insult how I play?
No. I didn't know it was you. I called up to insult how a kid was playing the clarinet. But I didn't realize it was a grown man who likes playing with the little clarinet-y instrument. So I thought maybe it was like a little kid or like a beagle that was just all old and barking.
Dude, okay, I don't know who you are. You just called
me. I'm your neighbor. And yeah, it's just a bunch of concerned citizens. It's just, here's the deal. You know what? We're starting off on the wrong foot, but I just want to be friends. So I feel like if you do work hard enough, you might just get a little bit better. But hey, close the windows while you practice, okay?
I'm a professional musician.
A professional? You mean like somebody actually pays you for that?
Yes, I get paid good money.
To stop?
Wow. All right, listen. Wow. You're being a real asshole. I don't know who you are.
I mean, neighbor.
But clearly, you don't have any idea what good music sounds like, and I don't appreciate you calling me.
Well, I don't appreciate having to hear that noise when I'm walking down the street. Make my whole neighborhood sound like, you know, that Squidward guy on SpongeBob. He's all, it's just, man,
all right,
it hurts.
Come on, man.
Like
you're being
aspirin
you're
or something.
Being a real dick. You're being a dick on purpose now.
Well, not on purpose, but actually, you know what it is on purpose. It's for a birthday scam, though. It's all in good fun. Hi, it's Zach
Hello?
Jackson from K92. And you are on a birthday scam right now.
Oh,
hi, Kevin.
Hey. Hi.
Or can I call you Kevin?
Kevin.
yeah, sure. You can call me Kevin.
No, you may not.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Oh, my God. It's been a hot minute since we hunted some ghostesses around
it
here.
It has been a while.
I know.
You know, you almost had to do Ghost Hunters, everyone. Like, what happened? We got ghosted by the world.
Because I feel like Monica has ghosted us.
That's actually what we're doing here in this segment is we don't have any people that have dated. It's me and Antoine, Monica. We were ghosted by you. And we would like some answers. So
Let us know. What happened? What did Antoine do?
Coronavirus.
What did I do?
It's real.
Yeah.
Come home, mama.
We know it wasn't me. What did Antoine do?
It had
Antoine
to be me. It had to be me.
Antoine. So we're rolling back into a Ghost Hunters, and we're going to say good morning to Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, guys.
So Kenny was ghosted, and this was not just by the entire universe. This was an actual dating situation that we're talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us what happened, and then we'll try to get some answers for you. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, you know, we all have a lot of time on our hands and been at home. So I've been on Facebook, and one of my dumb friends made some silly post, and this girl made like a really funny comment about it. So I like clicked on her name, at her picture, and saw her, and decided to message her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, figure, you know, what the hell.
Yeah. You know, that was the exact quote I was going to use was, hey, whatever, coronavirus, yeah. Let's see what happens.
Give it a
yeah,
shot.
I mean, you know, like, I got nothing but time. I mean, if it works, great. If not, you know.
Yeah, what do I care?
Back to the news.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up hitting it off, and we end up chatting back and forth for, you know, 3-4 weeks, I think, before we decided that we were all like somewhat comfortable enough to go out for a quote unquote social distancing date.
Right, right. So what you're going to do is we're going to stand on the two ends of a field.
Yes.
And we'll wave to each other.
We'll shout at each other. But I mean, hey, it's basically like Facebook.
Sure, exactly. So you have that date?
We do have that date.
Okay.
That was just like last Friday.
Okay. And then that was the ghosting? That was it?
Yeah, well, And not just regular ghosting, because, like, hey, sometimes things don't work out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear from somebody, I get it. But then, like, she deleted me off Facebook.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Like, not only not return my calls or, like, respond to my texts, but then to delete me off Facebook?
So, did you...
I'm a gentleman. I don't know what I would have done.
I was going to say, what did you do? Something happen?
I mean, no, nothing happened. I mean, you know, it was... I didn't even break the social distancing.
Huh. Okay. Like, well, something
I
clearly happened.
Yeah. And in this time, if somebody deletes you off of Facebook, they are really deleting you from the world. Mm-hmm. Like, have, you never
yes.
existed.
Oh, yes.
You have been straight up cut off. Well, here's the deal. We have Max, and she is willing to come on with us and explain the situation, but she wants to do it to just the me and Monica and Antoine, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'll do yes, go ahead.
Can I hear it?
Yes, you may hear it. So what I'm going to put you on hold right now.
All right.
And then I'm going to put Max on with us, and we'll see what the deal is. And then, Kenny, what I'll let you do is if there's any response necessary or anything, we'll bring you back, and you can, we'll just figure out what went down, okay?
All right, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Hang on one second. I mean, he sounds like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, it seems like he followed all the rules, very polite.
But he was just cut off. Okay.
Really cut off.
Max is here, right here, right now. So good morning, Max.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you? Doing all right. We heard your situation.
Yeah.
Kenny seems like a decent enough person in the 3.5 minutes we talked to him.
You got some explaining to do.
So thank you for coming on with us. Feel free. You have the floor.
Oh, of course. I liked Kenny. I think Kenny is cute. He was very attractive, but kind of a dummy.
Okay.
That's a very direct way of putting it.
Which, in my experience, happens.
Okay. What do you mean by that, though? Because, I mean, there's strong words right there. Hey, he's a dummy.
Well, he wanted to show me every ex he has on Facebook.
Okay.
And I was like, why? And he proceeded to tell me about how they ruined him and he was the victim. I feel like you can always tell about a guy based on how he talks about his ex-girlfriends, you know?
Yeah, people have said that before, is if you immediately launch into all my ex-girlfriends are psychos, then the new person thinks, well, if things don't work out, what is he going to say about me?
Yeah, or maybe you
are the
problem.
Why are
you talking
about an ex on a first date?
I know. I always pretend they're all dead. Like, if anyone ever asks me about my exes, I'm like, yeah, you know, RIP to all of them. It was all great, but it's just over with. Because I cut them off. I'm done. There's no need.
Yeah, there's something to be said about learning from past mistakes or whatever, but
and moving forward.
But not on the first date.
No,
not on the first date. I think you may bring up, like, past relationships down the road, but not on your first date.
Okay. Anything else? Yes.
I personally think it's okay to break up your exes on a first date, but just don't bash somebody's character,
sure.
You know, and just make it all about them having been the problem, you know?
Now, and of course you understand that I don't know any of those situations, and maybe there was some fault at hand on the side of the other people, but now is not the time to have that discussion. You don't want to be laying it down. I don't know. I don't want to bring all my baggage on the first date. I want to pack light, Antoine. Maybe just a travel bag. That's all.
Just a carry-on.
Uh-huh. Like a messenger bag of baggage and nothing else. So, Max, was
that it? Was like...
No, and the date went on, and we went to go get tacos, which is terribly inexpensive, right?
Well, yes.
Me,
taco.
I like a taco,
and
though.
And he asked to split the check.
Okay. All right.
So he brings... So he's a baggage carrier, okay. And he's cheap.
Now, tacos are delicious, and you know what? Here's the thing. And you know what? I feel like there's sometimes... Someone is not as bad as they're painted out to be. So maybe
right?
I'll play devil's advocate because Kenny seemed like a nice guy. And I do think Kenny, we are going to have him back in here in a second. So he can, you know, we can talk to him and he can explain himself. But I do feel like maybe there was a misunderstanding. Now, I'm not saying they got to go out again. That's fine. You don't like the guy with his baggage and anything. And Max, we do appreciate you coming on with us. Did you have anything else you would like to add?
Well, I mean, I feel like all of those things were red flags.
Yeah.
And the fact that I didn't like, this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like other women would understand this. I didn't like how he was stroking his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, like, I don't even care to be friends with him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Clearly,
okay.
You deleted it because you don't like the way he handles his beard. Was it one of those,
He's always thinking.
Is that what it was?
It was just kind of suggestive, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like a twist to it. It's a longer beard is what it is. Yeah, well, you know what? To each all his right. own. Max, thank you for coming on with us, and we wish you all the best. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get the very beard-stroking Kenny back in here in just a second. Because, again, I'm going to put something out there that I feel like it's not necessarily his fault.
Okay.
It may be a misunderstanding, so we'll get into it next in the Ghost Hunters.
The K92 Morning Thanks. Ghost Hunters.
Kenny and Max go out. Everything seemed fine on Facebook. Then they meet for a wonderfully socially distant date. Kenny brings up some baggage about ex-girlfriends. Max don't like that. Kenny takes him for tacos. Max decides too cheap. Kenny lovingly strokes his own facial hair. Final straw.
It's done.
Ghosted, deleted from Facebook. You know, it's one thing if you don't like it, and that's okay.
Okay.
I'm never a fan of the ghosting. You could at least say, hey, it's just not working out for me and move on. But we bring Kenny back in, and I have something about Kenny's situation that I feel like maybe he needs to at least be able to defend himself, or it wasn't as bad as it was. So, hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Are you now sort of depressingly stroking your beard in some sort of way?
I mean, so to that, you know, it's a nervous habit. When I get when I'm nervous, I tend to like stroke my beard, and because of, you know, being quarantined and all this stuff, it's gotten longer than I normally would keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a first date. I don't even notice that I'm doing it. Like, friends of mine have pointed it out.
Yeah,
but you know. I do that, that's for sure, but I guess I didn't realize I was doing it, and I certainly didn't realize that it would bother someone.
Yeah, Antoine likes to stick his hands under his armpits and then sniff his fingers like that Saturday Night Live thing back in the
day. Please don't listen to that. Please do not listen to that.
Nobody knows the truth of this because it's just me and Antoine now in the studio.
People that know me in real life know it's not
true. Well, they know that you've changed over time. All right, now here's where I want to defend Kenny on this one because he seems like a nice enough guy, and I'm going to chalk this up to just it was not a match. Probably not the best idea to talk about exes and especially talk bad. That's probably a lesson learned.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this on the tacos thing.
Okay.
One, tacos are delicious, so
all right,
cares how much they cost? Two, coronavirus. We're all trying to save money around here. And three, because Max got all mad that Kenny said, hey, let's split the bill or whatever. On behalf of Kenny, and just kind of all men in general.
Nope, don't say that. On behalf of Kenny. You stop right there.
No, I think.
What are you going to say? Go ahead.
Exactly.
We don't know what's right and wrong anymore. Sometimes we're trying to do the right thing and we think, you know what? I want to support. I want to support. This is an independent woman who is strong and can take care of herself. She can pay for her own taco. I don't want her to feel like I own her as property or anything like that.
Monica, you don't have to say anything right now. Mm-mm. Zach.
Yes.
So you've met these women that are offended that you tried to demonstrate chivalry. You've met these women that said, I cannot believe he thinks I am poor and I can't afford my own tacos. How dare he not offer me to pay for my own food?
I think I saw one on Real Housewives somewhere, maybe.
You think
Yes.
Okay.
I read about it in a book. Okay. It's in the Bible. Right. Look it up.
I had to get you. I wanted to step in and help. I didn't want Monica to come in. I wanted to be able to do that as a man.
Look,
to do
I'm
that.
Gonna be clear. I'm gonna pay on the first date, even if they insist on paying half. I'm still gonna do it.
Okay.
I'd rather they be mad at me for paying than be mad at me for not paying.
Exactly.
I'm not arguing on behalf.
Kenny now feels really bad.
Right. I'm not saying hey, on behalf of Kenny and all men, we want to split the check. I'm just saying he didn't mean it.
He didn't mean anything by it.
Right, Kenny?
No, I did. I just thought, like, hey, this is like, if we went out to like a formal dinner or something, for sure. I just, you know, I thought, hey, we're just grabbing tacos to go. You know, it wasn't like, let's see where this goes kind of thing. I wasn't trying to be cheap.
Right. Kenny didn't want to be like, yo, I bought you tacos. Now what? You know, that kind of thing.
No, you don't have to do
well,
that.
Now the 6 feet don't matter.
Right, it doesn't,
It's okay, Kenny. And you know what? I agree if Monica agrees. I'm just going to go that way.
So do I. I'm good. Thank you, Kenny, man. We appreciate it. And if you'd like to be on a future Ghost Hunters, hit us up. Let us know. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. Y'all, the next contestants.
I am here
on the Craigslist Price is Right. It's Megan Thee Stallion versus Beyonce in the game. Who will win?
I like whales.
Well, Megan got those knees.
I love whales.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Well, she's known for her knees. She can drop it low and pop lock
and
drop
stay
it.
Stay low.
She's known for her knees.
Yeah,
so.
Like it's a phrase, Megan Thee Stallion knees. Like that's a type of
really?
That's a type of knee that most
Google
women
it.
Would like to have.
Yeah, so, if you Google it, she can. You just look at
she has a sexy stuff. Knee.
That's well, it's not a sexy knee.
What she can do with those knees?
It's a good-looking knee.
It's how strong her knees are. So, like, if she's, like Monica said, if she pop locks and
she can
stay dropping it while doing other things.
Okay.
And she won't blow a knee.
And it can stand right back up without help.
So you feel like if Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce had to have a squat contest, Megan Thee Stallion would
Megan's
squat
winning.
More
Megan
weight.
Would
no
win.
Doubt.
Megan would win without a doubt.
And she could squat low, and then she would just hang out down there and do her taxes all at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she could.
Would she do paperwork. So she'd probably be good at that, the Russian dancing, you know, where they get down
yeah,
like
so they
that.
Get down
yeah,
they
yeah, she could do it.
She'd be amazing at that.
Okay. See, you learn something every day. Megan Thee Stallion, hell of a knee. I had no idea. But that's good. Life is all about learning. Life is all about exploring and finding out some of the ridiculous things that are available on the internet for you to purchase. So it'll be Antoine versus Monica today in the game. And the Craigslist Price is Right is stuff that I have found on Craigslist. And it's all local. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, today there's a theme. It's stuff you don't need. At all.
Okay.
It's
I feel like
a bunch of crap you don't need.
I feel like that's the
majority
theme
of it.
Every time we play.
Probably, but no one's declared that. So today I'm declaring it as bunch of crap you don't need. I don't know. Maybe you do need a hood. Does anyone need a hood?
What kind of hood?
Well, I have a hood to a 1998 Dodge Ram. So it's a truck hood.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you need a hood. Maybe Monica, what you could do since the auto body shop won't fix your car, maybe you could just get this hood and turn it into a door. You could rip your door off and just use this hood.
Could do that.
So it is a hood from a 1998 Ram 1500. As it says here, needs paint job and has some rust. Does not include grill.
I'm locked.
All right, wait a minute. Once you read, I need to drop my price down a little bit.
And it is a Manita hood.
You started taking everything away
in
from
Manita.
It.
Manita.
Yes. So, it's, you know, because maybe a city hood costs
County.
More than a country hood.
Sounds
I have no
like
idea.
A, like a pool cover at this point.
Bedford County. Pool covers. Not even a coaster.
All right, I'm locked.
I suppose you could fashion it into some sort of thing that you could walk around with when it was raining. Like, it would keep you dry.
I thought you were going to say Iron Man suit.
Iron Man
That's
suit.
That's what I would use it for.
If instead of being Iron Man, you want to be Rust Man, you can do that. Everybody's locked. Monica Brooks, what would you pay for an old rusty hood?
I'm going $50.
$50 for the hood. Antoine, what say you?
I said $400.
$400. So that's a valuable hood.
Well, she was saying fixing her door is like $1,000.
Everything costs $1,000. You're right. Well, the correct answer is $125. Monica is closer. Not super low, but
at least
low
it made
enough.
It to three digits.
Yeah. See, she had an unfair advantage in that one too, Antoine. She's from Bedford County, so she knows what the hood trade is.
It's right across the street.
Mm-hmm. Like if I said, okay, now who needs a Bedford door? We could go to that. She'd be like, oh, $75. You go to Steve's house. I know exactly who you're talking about. I know that door. Okay, point for you, Monica Brooks, in the game. We now move to round two. We're going to do the stay-at-home happy hour here in just a few minutes. Four songs to kick it off for the day. And it's Friday Eve. So let's just go ahead and kick it off for the weekend. I know a lot of people have tomorrow off anyway.
Yeah, so you
kind of is their Friday. Shoot, I don't know. People that, they're off today, too.
Luckies.
Hey, you know what? Whatever. When you're working on Monday and we ain't, just have fun.
I'm going to love that.
I always love having days off after other people. Dick Daniels of Dick and Dave of Q99, he's been off all this week. Boy, it's going to suck for him on Monday, but I'm not working.
You won't do that to him.
I know, I always think of that. Okay, next thing you don't need, ladies and gentlemen, say hello to, and you know what? I have to read this. I'm going to read it the way it is written on this thing because it truly tells you that this person has no idea what they're even selling. So what does it matter? They say here, a Star Wars lithograph of Captain Jean-Luc Picard and Commander Riker, who are actually on Star Trek.
Commander Riker?
Yes.
What's a lithograph?
So it's a lithograph is, I think I'll show you some pictures. So it's kind of like this drawn thing of their heads.
Uh-huh. All right, I see it now.
So it's like on a piece of paper and you would roll it up. So I guess you could frame it. You could put it in a poster or whatever. But
you just throw it away.
Throw it away.
That's an option.
So even though it is a Star Trek lithograph, they have listed it as a Star Wars lithograph, 1992. Now, guys, I haven't even mentioned the greatest detail of this thing. It is autographed by Gary Satterup.
Who's that?
Gary?
I don't know. Maybe he's the guy that drew it.
Gary Satterup. Okay.
Unless Gary played Commander Riker, which I have no idea because I never watched any of the Star Trek things. So, okay. What would you pay for a not Star Wars lithograph that's actually a Star Trek lithograph? What does this person think they even have? What do they say? Antoine?
All right. I'm going with $37.10.
$37.10. Monica. What would you pay?
I'm going $15.15.
Well, I don't know why I asked what would you pay, because you'd pay zero.
Zero.
Nothing. What do you think they're asking? You say
$15? $15.15.
Almost exactly on the actual asking price of $40 is Antoine. Very good.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. Yep. Signed by Gary. Congratulations.
Gary Satterup.
Yeah, of course. All right. Final thing that you don't need. What would you pay for an old computer? It's a Macintosh Plus.
Oh, good gracious.
As well as a Mac Drive 20, which is an external hard drive.
What would I do with that?
And keyboard and mouse. So this is the old Macintosh, the one that kind of looked like the fish tank. You know what I'm talking about? I'm showing it to Antoine. Yeah. It comes in the different pieces. Now, here's what it says. This old boy still boots up and works. Amazingly super powerful computer in its time. Vintage Mac Plus with external hard drive, all original stuff. You also get Adobe Photoshop 2.5.
2.5?
Yep. And a bunch of floppy disks.
That's Karen from SpongeBob. That's Karen.
That's Karen? What's Karen?
Yes, Karen the computer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Got it. I didn't know Karen the computer.
Plankton's girlfriend.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've watched SpongeBob. So, yes, you get Karen the computer.
That's the original Karen.
The Mac Plus. This one was a big deal because you could get 1 megabyte of RAM.
I'm locked.
All right, I'm locked.
And it comes with no storage. You had to get the external hard drive just to have storage of any kind that wasn't a floppy disk. All right, what would you pay, Monica Brooks?
I'm going $100.
$100. All right. Stuff you don't need edition of the Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine, what would you pay for this thing?
I'm going $60.
$60. Okay. Closest to the actual asking price of $800.
What?
Correct. Is
you better get out of here trying to rip somebody off.
I know.
Get that phone number so we can call them.
$800.
Call them right now. Where are they from?
Roanoke.
Does it list
I could
it?
Buy a MacBook
Roanoke,
Air.
Yeah, let's call them.
I know. But amazingly super powerful computer in its time.
In its, yeah, 50 years ago.
That's like you could say amazingly super power calculator in its time when you're trying to sell
sure?
an abacus. Yes, Monica, what do you say?
You said it's $800, not $8.
No, $800.
American dollars.
Okay.
Let me see. I mean, it doesn't say Turkish dinars, and there's no dot on this piece of paper. Maybe it's worth that. Maybe it's a collector's item. I don't know. I can tell you this much. I'm pretty sure my mother threw out one of these when she moved. So.
Good gracious.
Ah, yes. $800 if you want it. And it's not even signed by Gary. Can you believe that? Jeez.
$800.
Well, congratulations, Monica. You are the winner of the Craigslist Price is Right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
You see where people are mad at Kim and Kanye? For flaunting their wealth on social media.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not. I am not mad at them.
No.
Who cares?
Guess what I would do if I had their wealth?
Flaunt it.
Flaunt it.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Kanye, he posted a lovely post about his wife, Kim, and he said, "You've weathered the craziest storms, and now God is shining on you and our family." And they were riding horses and all kinds of crap. And I'm actually surprised that Kim would want that, because you know she was robbed. Remember that when she was like robbed at gunpoint?
I don't think Kim wants that, but I don't think there's any controlling what Kanye says or does. And sometimes he just does whatever the heck
That's
he
true.
Feels like.
If I had their wealth, I would have a photo album on Facebook titled Things You Can't Afford. That's what the photo album would be called. Things You Cannot Afford. Uh-huh. And it would just be things that most people would never be
and
able
that
to
you
purchase.
Own, even if it was just like a $300 tomato. I bought the most expensive tomato at the farmer's market.
Exactly.
You can't afford it. There you go. Real.
You know what?
Maple
because people would love hate them. Because I would like, this is ridiculous, but I would follow. I would really check in on her post.
Without a doubt.
If you did that.
And don't get me wrong. You know? I find them to be annoying. and I just, they kind of drive me crazy. But there is no denying. They work. Okay? They put in work. They have earned the money that they earn.
It's all hustle. They hustled all of that.
Yeah.
All of so proud
Especially
of them.
Especially Kanye. I mean,
the entire
family. Kim's dad was a high-powered lawyer, so she kind of did have some access to Hollywood and stuff like that. Kanye didn't have access to anything.
He got it from the mud.
Yeah, so, I do think they put in the work. So if they want to show it off and they want to have...
Then do it.
Now, would it hurt your feelings, Antoine, if they had a Facebook album and it was called Stuff Antoine Can't Afford?
I would take that a little personal. I would take it a little personal if they took a shot at me.
Well, you're taking a shot at everybody else. It's only fair.
Yeah, well, singer Kalani, she's in some trouble.
Who?
So, she does that song. She's Kalani. She has that song. I go crazy, crazy, crazy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
We play Kalani?
Okay, well, Kalani. Oh, yeah, okay. We probably play it in the evenings.
I have a song called Good Thing by Zedd and Kalani. That's the only thing that's
Kalani,
come up.
A lot of people know her. She has great music. But she rented a Ferrari, if I can get that out.
Okay.
And she actually damaged it. She returned it with scratches and all kinds of crap, like $25,000 worth of damage.
It was like
and so
this
said,
when I got it.
She basically did that.
Yeah.
She was like, I need this car for a music video.
Uh-huh.
And, here it is. That scratch was already there.
Was Kalani in Fifth Harmony? Or am I thinking of somebody
else
whose name sounds like Kalani? Who's that?
Hold on. Now I'm double checking.
Now I'm confused.
Kalani, she wasn't a part of Fifth Harmony.
No, she was not in there.
That was a...
I can't think of it. It's Camila Cabello, and who's the other one? I can't think of her name.
Naomi or Naomi. What was it?
Yeah, something with an N. Something with an N.
Yeah.
Did a song with The Weeknd, I think.
Normani.
That's what it is. There you go.
Normani.
Made it out. We figured
know
it out.
Something.
I don't even
know. They all sound like clothes I can't afford.
Somebody got in trouble for a car that I can't afford. That's what I know.
Set the tone for your day. It's the Stay at Home Happy Hour on the K92 Morning Thing.
That's one of those ones, too. You're probably, if you're Normani, someone's like, I can't believe you wrecked that Ferrari. Like, that's not me, that's Kalani. And the person says, that's what I said, it was you. I'm not Kalani, I'm Normani. What is this? Having neighbors is hard, man.
It's a challenge.
What is? Because they're just, they're just there.
They're there.
Oh, my God, they're always there.
Like, when you get home, they're there. When you leave, they're there.
Right. And even if they're not there, their building is there.
Yeah, like the remnants
their
of them.
Is
right, their house is there. It smells like them. I don't know. And it's just we're all on top of each other in this world. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing in comparison to, you know, India or something.
Exactly.
But still. And I guess, you know, the feeling is often mutual. You can say that about your neighbors, and they can spin it around and say the same thing about you. And I feel like I'm a pretty good neighbor. You know?
Yeah.
Keep my house
but
nice.
We need to ask your neighbors.
Well, I know. And that's the thing.
That's true.
The thing about it is there are things that they probably don't like about me at all. Like I realized this morning they probably hated me all night because I accidentally left a Bluetooth speaker outside and on the entire night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's annoying.
Sorry about that.
That'd be a little frustrating.
I know. I look at my phone in the morning and it's playing music and I'm thinking, uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe they enjoy my musical selections.
Maybe they didn't.
I know. I was just out there all night playing, probably hating me. My neighbors on the backside of my house, they must hate me because of this stupid light that I have in my yard. And I call it the disco light because it's dumb. I hate that light, but it does not shine into my house. It's in my backyard. So I have to go out of my way to look at this thing.
Yeah.
But I have one of them houses where there's an alley and then there's other houses on the other side. And it's a motion light. And the stupid thing is broken. I hate motion lights. I hate them. I got another one. The sensor's broken all the time now too. The stupid light's just on. I go outside. It's already on. Like I wasn't out here. I didn't move.
Was it a squirrel? Like what set it off?
Yeah. But this disco light has gone to the point where the motion thing don't work anymore. And additionally, when it does decide to come on for its own reasons, and I don't know why,
right?
It does this strobe light thing all the time. Like, it's just flashing out there like
good
crazy.
Gracious. They hate you.
Oh, I know.
They hate
And I'll look
you.
Outside. I'm like, it's for some reason, I think it's in particular when it's windy. I don't know if it gets the trees all going or something, but that stupid light is just bam, 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 bam. It is like a club disco.
Oh no. See, that would annoy me. And for the most part, like all of my neighbors like that are right around me are great. Like I don't have like a big bone to pick or even a small bone to pick with any of my neighbors, but I imagine they have one to pick with me.
Oh, probably, sure.
And cuz trash day is on Thursdays when I come out to pick up the trash.
Happy trash day.
And if I forget, which I tend to do, I don't take the trash out on Wednesday afternoon. I don't take it to the street.
Mm-hmm.
I take it right before I come into the studio Thursday morning.
Oh, so very, very early. And that's a loud noise.
It's a loud noise. Mm-hmm. It's a long driveway. And I have these metal things at the end of the driveway so that if you have like a lower car, you don't scrape the bottom. For like when I had the Mustang, when you're coming into my driveway, you don't scrape the bottom. So, but I have to go over that.
Oh, God.
So, and you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, all you hear is, clank, clank.
You probably get the dogs going.
Oh, man. I feel so bad.
Right, because even if you don't wake up a person, dogs and cats, all of a
sudden. Babies.
They're just, babies.
Even babies, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel bad every time that I do it. And so I try to put like a reminder in my phone on Wednesday to take it out, and sometimes I'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
I apologize, neighbors. Love you. Mean it.
Yeah. Well, I think my neighbors hate me just because I'm outside. I think because I'm outside.
They just hate my face.
I think I've developed that, hey, come talk face. I think it started to happen where I like glance over. I'm like, what are you doing today? How's your day been?
That's interesting.
I'm outside.
I wonder about that because, Monica, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen you, so I'm kind of going from memory now. But I don't remember Monica having a face that says, talk to me. Antoine, do you remember this face?
I know, not just the default. Not the default. The default face is not come up and talk to
me. No, the default face is I'll cut you if you bother me. Stay away.
But I think it's starting to happen. And where I just like glance over, I'm like, oh, how you been? What's going on? I'm like, do they hate me because I'm trying to, because I'm engaging in conversation? I don't know.
But are you the one, are you starting the conversation or are they starting?
I've been the one to start it. If they walk outside, I'm like,
okay. Yeah. Now I understand why they hate you. Because before I'm thinking to myself, okay, so Antoine says something where he's waking up babies in the middle of the night. I'm a jerk with this strobe light like crazy. And Monica's like, well, they hate me because I'm so awesome. That's exactly what it is.
I don't think you're playing this game correctly.
They hate me so much, they want to talk to me all the time.
But I think they hate me being outside.
You're
because they
the
don't
talker.
Want to talk.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I like all my neighbors, but as soon as they start those conversations, I'm thinking, oh, I
got to
go inside.
Oh,
how do I get out of this?
I'm going back to quarantine.
Oh,
bye.
Oh, I know.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.